Now, I am very pleased to say I am joined on the line with Jake from Drunk Mums. How's it going?
It's going good. Friday arvo, clocked off work, so yeah, psyched.
Very nice. And now you're coming in all the way from Melbourne, and we're all in Dunedin here, and it's been a wee while since you guys have come to Dunedin.
Sure has. 2018 was the last time we
played that. Wow. It's been a wee while. Sorry, just a little technical difficulty. We're back on track. It's been a wee while since you've played here in New Zealand. There's been a little bit of a hiatus from Drunk Mums from the wee while. But hey, we're back. We've got a new single out, New Australia. Very good tune, very stoked for it to be out there. How does it feel to have the tune out?
Unreal, absolutely unreal. Like, wrote it like 4 years ago, so yeah, it's been a pretty slow, tedious, long process, but super stoked. It's currently like going absolutely bananas on YouTube, and we've hit like 100,000 views in like 8 days and 500 comments and stuff, so wow. Yeah, just pretty stoked that it's getting some traction.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's well deserved. It's an absolute banger. I have had it on repeat since I saw that it was out, and it is an absolute tune. And you mentioned on YouTube, I saw the music video for that. So creative, so funny. I absolutely love it. I also love the keg in the stroller at the beginning of the music video to hint at the album coming.
Yeah, cheers.
Very clever.
That's the whole the sort of image for the front cover as well. Just some sort of new branding that we're going for. Classic keg and a pram for the Drunk Mums.
So. I mean, it feels well suited, but I absolutely love the image and the whole video. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how the video came about for the single?
Yeah, so we had some friends film it on 16mm. It's like an old Arri camera. They used to shoot films with it back in the 70s. And really cool camera, just like real mechanical, and uses real film in that. So instantly it just looks cool as hell, like most stuff that you do on tape and film. So yeah, stoked with how it came out, and yeah, our friends did a great job.
Yeah, it looks so sick. I feel like it suits the vibe of the song very, very well. Absolutely love it. Now we briefly talked about how you've got a new album on the way, Bear Baby. Very excited for that. Tell us a little bit about the album.
So it's 10 songs. I wrote all the tracks on this one. Usually we take turns. Whoever's singing the song writes the song. So yeah, this is my beer baby, I guess you could say. And so 10 songs, all like sort of different. We didn't want all the songs to sound the same. So we tried our best to keep it super diverse and whatnot. And yeah, 2 singles. Going to have a third drop when the album drops on the 7th, and yeah, got vinyls available and all that, and that's the pretty much only medium that we got. So if you're into vinyl, but yeah, I heard, yeah, you guys lost Death Ray Records a while ago. We knew those guys over there. I think that was in Wellington.
Oh,
cool,
yeah.
Record store.
Yeah, I'm not familiar, but sounds cool.
Yeah, they like sorted us out with a cool show for one of their like parties that they put on there. So shout out to Death Ray Records, RIP.
Cool. Oh, not so cool if they're a bit long gone now, but yeah.
Yeah, I think they got like sort of like a different venture going on. I think it's still records, but it's like a pop-up type shop happening there.
Interesting.
Yeah,
have to do a little bit of a deep dive into what
for
happened.
Sure.
Yeah. And now you mentioned earlier that the song in New Australia you had written, what was it, 4 years ago now?
Yeah, so sort of during COVID, all these came out. I don't know if you guys got like the super doll that was happening during COVID, but sort of felt like my first ever paid holiday.
Yeah.
And yeah, just went crazy writing music 5 days, like for more like 7 days a week because you couldn't leave. Just get up, crack of morning, and jump in the on the computer and write music all day. It was great.
Oh, wow, that sounds nice. Yeah, but, like, I mean, I'm not I don't make music myself, but I imagine that the songwriting process is quite different to the recording process. So is that what kind of took it so long for when you wrote the song to it now being released 4 years later?
I pretty much had the whole album finished, like, 4 years ago and, like, recorded quite well in that. I mean, I showed the boys and then they were like, oh, maybe like we should be playing on it. I was like, oh yeah, probably. And then so we booked a studio and somehow time just got away from us. I had like a COVID hangover or something. No idea what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
But it was a nice little break too because we've been doing it for so long. And yes, just stoked that this single, the YouTube video is blowing up because... Yeah, it means that you can sort of have breaks like that and not your traction, whatever traction you built is like just artificial, I guess.
Right.
So,
yeah,
just the YouTube blow up, it's just such an awesome feeling that it's happening because it's pretty much free advertising, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. And it is an amazing YouTube video. Anyone listening definitely has to go and check it out. Because it is very clever. And with that blowing up, you've got a tour coming up in Aussie. How are you guys feeling for that?
Yeah, feeling good. Biggest rooms that we've booked. Like, usually we just do like 300 cap rooms, but this time we're stepping it up a bit and just doing the major cities and about 1,000 cap rooms. So that's going to be fun. And that's going to be off the back of our Europe and UK tour, which we're going on at the end of this month.
Oh,
so,
wow. Very exciting stuff ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Red hot. Unfortunately, we're not coming over to New Zealand on this one, but yeah, hopefully book in a New Zealand tour before the end of the year.
Yeah, for sure. That would be amazing. We'd love to have you guys over here in New Zealand. That would be very, very sick. And with your, like, tour poster for the tour in Oz that's happening, how did you guys kind of come up with that design? It's so cool.
Well, it's just the beer the keg in a pram, but like cartoon form with hot rod wheels.
Fair enough.
Pretty straightforward and red hot. Yeah,
no, it looks so sick. I love when bands have very cool designed tour posters or album cover, etc. It just is way more eye-catching and I love it. Makes it, I don't know, it fits the vibe of the band and the tour. So very, very cool.
Yeah, that's from an artist in Melbourne here called Mikkel. He's just really good at doing cars and stuff usually, but absolutely nailed that one.
Yeah. That is so sick. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of exciting things ahead with a few tour dates around Oz and Europe and hopefully New Zealand before the end of the year. That would be amazing. And, of course, the new album being released soon, Bear Baby, and that's being released 7th of March?
7th of March,
7th of
through
March.
Legless Records. And, yeah, pre-orders are open and they're cruising, so
yeah,
it's looking like it might be sold out before it actually comes out, which is cool. And so yeah, jump on if you want a physical copy, and yeah, if not, just wait for it to hit the streaming services.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely keep an eye and an ear out for all things Drunk Mums. Thanks for coming and having a chat, Jake. It was great to have you on air here in Dunedin, all the way from Melbourne. Anyway, here is a track from Drunk Mums coming on the new album, Living at Night. Super exciting stuff. Hope you enjoy. Keep it locked on Radio 1 91 FM.
Yeah. find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.